Congratulations, gentlemen. Well done. Fernando, what a way to celebrate the 60th anniversary of Ferrari's first win.
Ideal way, was that?
Definitely. I think I had two laps today with that car for the parade. And, you know, it's part of the history of Ferrari, you know, being every single year, every single championship in Formula One, winning 60 years ago with that car with Froilán, and now 60 years later in the same circuit, with the same atmosphere, I'm sure, in the team, with the same passion, winning again with a red car. So, very proud of the team, very proud of the recovery we did. I think three or four races ago, we were 1.5 seconds behind, and now we were leading the race and pulling away, so definitely a good recovery from the team. Very special day, you know, winning every Grand Prix is special, but winning in historic places and this fantastic circuit like Silverstone, with the tradition in England about Formula One, the culture about motorsport is even more special.
Do you think you would have won without a pit stop problem for Sebastian? After all, you did set a succession of fastest laps in the middle of the race, and you ended the race with a lead of 20 seconds.
Who knows? You never know. I think it's difficult to have any prediction of what could happen without the problem for Sebastian. For sure, more difficult because you need to overtake on the track, and when you are talking about two or three times different pace in favor of them or of us, it's not easy to overtake, as we saw with the McLarens, and I think for Sebastian it was the same when he tried to overtake Luis. Not easy to overtake, so for sure the pit stop problem for them was a help, but same every race. In Canada was a different thing also for Jenson. He won the race and we retired. The races are the way it comes.
You said earlier in the weekend that this wasn't a circuit that you expected to suit the Ferrari. So what can we expect from Nürburgring?
Well, obviously it's a huge boost for us. Good confidence with BMC. No doubt it was a race in the calendar that we had from Red Cross. Because we knew that it was not an easy Grand Prix for us in terms of characteristics of the corners. The layout has never been our strongest point, the high-speed corners in the last 2-3 years. So we knew that Silverstone, like Barcelona, maybe were difficult for us. So winning here is a good motivation for everyone and good confidence, I'm sure, approaching the next race, because we'll be certain that maybe are a little bit better for us.
So I think everything went initially according to plan. We changed all three tires except the rear left. It went on, but I think it wasn't tight yet. And we put the car down, back on the floor, when I saw it in the mirror that they realized it's not done yet. So we had to put the car back up, and obviously lost a lot of time, lost directly the position to Fernando in the pit box, and to Luis on the circuit. So, all in all, up to that stage, I think it was a very good race. I had an excellent start, and then an excellent first stint. In these tricky conditions, I was able to really open a big, big gap, which helped us, you know, for the rest of the race, up to that point, obviously. But, it's difficult to say, as Fernando touched on. I think it wouldn't have been a tight race, because I think Ferrari had a very good pace, and we have to respect that and take it into account. So it's not just, you know, us maybe being unlucky or finishing second because of a mistake.